16 years old. I was born into a Christian family and have been going to church my entire life. I have always known that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, and I believed that everything in the Bible was true. I always followed all of the rules, but not because I wanted to honor or give glory to God, but because it was what was expected of me, and I didn't want to get in trouble. Like I said, I have always believed that the Bible was true, but I never really understood what it meant to truly be a Christian, and I wasn't ready to devote my life to Christ. For the longest time, whenever someone would ask me if I was a Christian, my answer was simply, I don't know. I loved my sin, and I didn't want to give it up. I loved myself more than anybody else. I was more concerned with getting my own way rather than pleasing God and loving the people around me. Like Ephesians 2:1 says, I was dead in my trespasses and sins. When I got into sixth grade and started attending student ministries, it was really convicting for me, and the teaching got me to think deeper about my relationship with the Lord and what being a Christian really meant. All through junior high, and maybe even the beginning of high school, I knew that being a Christian was something that I eventually wanted, but didn't do anything to act on that. I don't remember a specific day or time that I became a Christian, but what I do know is that I was a sinner. I deserved punishment, but God is rich in mercy and chose to send his son Jesus as a substitute for the death that I deserved. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Right around sophomore year is when I made the decision that I really wanted to be a Christian and dedicate my life to Christ. Now I hate my sin and I see a need to ask God to forgive me for my sin. Even though I am a Christian, it does not mean that I will stop sinning. I will still sin, and I will need to seek forgiveness from the person I sinned against and from God. I now have the ability to fight against my sin with the help of God, whereas before I was saved, I could do nothing but sin. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." So the reason I am here in front of you today is to proclaim that I am a follower of Jesus and to tell you the story of how God saved me. It's not a story about me, but a story of what God has done in my life.